Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Yeah, buddy, we're at it again. Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the momentum we're capable of creating together when networking. But before we get too deep into that topic, let's cover the show like we always do. Lord, let us pray today for a better tomorrow, for time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow's not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Guys, let's, for every ear and every mind that is tuning in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, I command blessings in your direction, and that you can use this knowledge that you can get and adopt right here on this program for the best of your ability in promoting yourself and building your craft. I ask you that in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, my guest is Charlie V. I'm going to go ahead and open up his mic. But tonight, we're talking about the momentum we're capable of creating together when networking. I just want you guys to, I'm just going to put this in your head for a moment, as in thoughts. If I'm capable of, I'll say my skill is graphic art, your skill is promotions, your craft is dancing, and we all are talented musically. What power could be in numbers if we pull together to do our to do our marketing, to present ourselves in emailing, to present ourselves in marketing, guerrilla marketing, you know, every form of marketing that we can present ourselves, and then getting on a platform that we can do it collectively across the world at one time. How powerful would that be? Charlie V, I'm going to open up to your mic. I wanted to bring you on because I know that you're one of those guys work hard in the paint, and you've been around for a long time. Charlie V, if you would, please tell our audience who you are. What it is exactly that you do, and you know, give us some history on Charlie V.
My name is Charles VM, aka Charlie V, also known as Charlie Victory. I am the creator, founder, and the chief operating officer of Uplift Comics out of Houston, Texas, the home of the Baby Isaac Crew. I have had a lot of experience in the entertainment business, from singing to acting. I'm formerly a member of the R&B group out of Houston called Ideal that brought songs like Get Gone and Whatever You Want to Do to the American public, hit records. And, you know, since that time, I've been just totally focusing on my life as an entrepreneur, as a man of God, as a family man. And like I said, God has blessed me to be able to create a concept out of my children and be able to create a very, very great opportunity for kids to learn and to grow through music, through hip-hop music that I do with the Baby Isaac Crew. So in a nutshell, that's who I am, that's what I do, and I look forward to going all the way to eternity.
Charlie V, what's your opening statement for the topic, the momentum we're capable of creating together when networking?
Well, networking is really the key, you know, finding, meeting others for one, finding out how other people, what other people do and how other people can assist you in meeting your goals. I think that's the most important thing that we can do in life. Everything begins with a network. I mean, you know, you have to have You have to have relationships. You have to build relationships in any situation, be it on a job, be it as an entrepreneur, be it to do a project, be it anything. But, you know, I know that there's a key scripture that also goes with networking, man. It says one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. So imagine if you network with more than 2 people, how much you can get done, you know. And I think that everybody has to have, everybody does something good, you know. Just like you said earlier, you know, you one person may be able to do graphics, the other person may be able to do marketing. So you put those two together, now you have graphics and marketing covered. So networking is the most important thing in any situation, I think.
All right, man. Thanks, Charlie. You always come on and open up with something powerful to say. I really appreciate that. Rodo, I know you're off in the cut. What's your thoughts,
hey,
sir?
Hey, how's everybody this evening? I heard that what the topic was, and I think that, you know, one person can't do it alone. And, you know, you have to find other people with their expertise to make your journey successful. So, you know, I completely believe in networking, you know, like I say, the effort starts with one and then continues on through many, because you're not going to know everything and you're not going to be able to do it all, you know. And there are other people that are looking to be successful also. You got to search them out. You got to find them. You got, you know, ask the right questions. Go, you know, and hey, carry God with you, because hey, when you knock on the door to find out if that person's right, you just hope that hey, the light shines and they are.
All right, guys, let's open up this can of worms. Let's talk about presence marketing. I'm talking about the for us in the music industry, we're trying to create a presence. We're trying to let everybody know who we are and what we're all about. Well, the thing it is, in today's time, you have to be, people got to be familiar with you. And if they're not familiar with you, then you have no presence. You heard of saying, out of sight, out of mind. In today's marketing, in today's campaign, today, we have to always be present, because it takes, especially as unsigned artists, we have to always be in their face, always doing something creative, always doing something outside of the box. Social media have brought us all together, but imagine how powerful it would be if I only had 1,000 followers, you had 10,000 followers, and we're kind of on the same page talking about the same idea. And we keep bringing people on and bringing people on. And as we stack the deck, the more people are familiar with a certain program that we're part of, where maybe our music is being expressed. Do you guys follow me with what I'm saying? It's about presence.
Oh, yeah.
Creating a presence and creating an impact. So we can't just create the presence without something that's impactful, meaning our music has to be on point.
That's right.
Do you guys agree?
Well, yeah, sir, I do agree on that. But see, that's also networking.
No, go ahead, Rodon.
You know, that's also a network. You know, most artists are inside of the box. And so, you know, when they have their product and they want to display it, it's one mind effort. And that's the problem with the beginning of a lot of artists' journeys. Because, see, rather than taking it and asking or finding someone that they will accept their criticism, you know, they generally wait and send that product to an A&R individual, you know, trying to get a contract and what have you. Well, see, there's the catch to it. You know, it hasn't, he didn't have a network of individuals that would, he could give and accept the criticism from before he made that step. You know, I believe in this industry you get one chance. And, you know, in
Hold
that
on,
one
I
chance.
I want to rewind. Who are you talking about? He who?
I beg your pardon?
I missed something. You said
no.
Before
what I'm
he took
is the artist on his journey.
No, the artist. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, just the artist. Just basically the independent individuals that are coming out. They're not trying to get someone to critique them and to give them a status of what they're doing and the product. They're just putting it out as a product, expecting to make money off of it. But that's where the team starts, because just like you, just like myself, we get submissions in, and we talk them over. And we don't necessarily get back to the artist unless the language is incorrect. You know, we play it so that the public can hear it. But, you know, behind closed doors, you and I say, you know, he's got real talent. If only he had taken the time to refine his product a little bit better, or updated it just a little bit better, or, you know, the tempo is just a little wrong. You know, he doesn't ask for that level. They just take it as a product and they go forward from there. But you and I know people critique us every day about whatever we're going to do. Nah, it's not quite the way I want it. Nah, I don't quite like that, you know. And we're open to it. When you take on a job, that's the same thing that happens on a job. Someone critiques the work that you do before it becomes the finished product. And that's a network, you know. I don't know a job where someone goes and does a job and someone doesn't okay it, verify it, ask for a little bit more, ask for a little bit less, a change here. You know, so when we start to talk about it, you and, you know, the people that submit, you know, if they would embrace the fact of what you're trying to do and join wholeheartedly in trying to become successful, you know, they would then ask for the feedback that Hip Hop National Radio has about their submission. But they just submit without wanting to know.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, Charlie?
Well, you know, you can't deny, you know, in the music industry is really, you know, so different nowadays, you know. But one thing that I know that never changes, that I don't think a lot of the artists these days, especially the ones that think that they can just make a song and throw it on the internet real quick without going through the process of, I mean, you know, a lot of these boys are putting this music out without copyrights, without being part of performing rights society. And then you can't deny that no matter whether you're a band, singer, individual, musician, anybody, you need other people to have a successful music career. You know, no matter what you do, I mean, even if you could play every instrument and sing every vocal, you know what I mean, you know, you still need people, you need fans, you need people to buy the music, you need, you know, you got to have people to come to the shows, you need lawyers, you know, to be on your side, on the legal side, you know, so networking, you know, with the music business, I think that a lot of times, I have an artist right now, you know, and I was managing him, and, you know, and I told him I can't manage him, you know, for one, he does things, he puts music out without consulting, you know, consulting me as a manager. To you know, he wants to do it. And he's a young guy, 18 years old. You know, and I tell him, I said, you know, you don't know the game, you know, but it's always best to have somebody on your team who knows the game and trust that person. So, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, not understanding the importance of having your team together and having a network is really a lot of what's happening to a lot of these guys. You know, they become, instead of being great, they're just mediocre. You know, a good network of people will help you not just be mediocre, but help you toward greatness.
together, everyone achieve more. And that's just
the thing.
And I think that's the thing. And I tell you just like this, it's reality. Reality, a team. Everyone together, everyone do achieve more if you work on a collaborative effort. When, like you were just saying just now, Charlie V, you said that he's putting out stuff without giving you notice, without, you know, because you need to be aware of what's going out, because so to make sure the copyrights are in place, to make sure the it's signed correctly with the performance rights agency.
Right.
Before,
you know what I mean? You know,
and plus to protect his image.
They protect his image. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, and you go back to the Motown days, you know, and the things that Berry Gordy made sure and, you know, put in place, the artist development and these things like that, to make sure that the artist had the proper release into the world. You know, that's all part of networking, you know, and then understanding and trusting, and not, you know, this is a microwave society that we live in. You know, we want, you know, these.
It's the truth.
They don't understand that cooking it cooking it all the way through in the oven is a better taste than putting it in a microwave and getting it soggy around in the middle and hard around the edges.
Exactly right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, some things, you know, principles don't never change. You know, the days may change, but principles don't. You know, the same principle. If the industry or the guys that, you know, like you said earlier on the phone call, we need to create new icons. If these guys, you know, they're running after fame nowadays. You know, they see all this on TV, running after fame. There's so many famous people that are not successful. That's two different things. Success and fame is two different things. You know, if you're an artist and you understand that, you know, this is who you've been called to be, who God, you know, put the hand of God on your life, and you are a great artist, and, you know, you just start off by wanting to play the guitar good. Fame comes with that if you continue to grow and to develop your skill. You know, it's just like what I do with Baby Isaac. I didn't start off with Baby Isaac is a real child, and I thought about a way to teach my child, you know, and not only my child, but then when I saw that it affected other children, you know, 4 years later, I'm sitting in a place right now, and I mean, and they're having a youth thing, and I'm looking at a screen, and I got the Baby Isaac crew on the screen. They don't even know who I am sitting right here. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, when you start off with the opportunity, you know, when you start off with the mindset, I want to make sure that what I have, I want to develop for success versus fame. That's where the rubber meets the road. And see, and that's how you really create a network, because successful people, they flock together. You know, people who you know, and fame folks flock together too, but they all sometimes, you know, you see them with the same little clubs. They don't know, nothing ever really gets big. You know, they doing the same thing. They think, you know, they think that it's the right way, but it's not the right way. But I mean, and just to get back on topic, you know, networking and networking with the right people who understand the business, understand. I mean, this whole conversation could go for any business. You know, it doesn't have to be just for music. It could be anything that you feel necessary that you call to do. You know, you get around the right people who understand the right things and who understand, who have the same mentality, the network will support itself and it will definitely build.
Well,
hopefully,
you know,
I said something.
I say this, you did. And I'm going to tell you something. My mission of operation here at Hip Hop National is not literally to make you famous. I want you to understand that there's jobs around this industry that people are getting well paid on without being famous. People are doing all kinds of things. There's different, because everybody won't be famous, bro. Everybody won't make it famous. I know we want to get our music out there and we want to do it, but there's other jobs out there where we're capable of pulling together and helping one another. Like I say, I might be that one who can write an awesome bio,
And not only Google write bios, I can put a website together, and I can make your presence known. That's a job in this industry. These aspired artists that's trying to get in there, other than just being famous,
mm-hmm.
That'd be great. That'd be great that day happen. But you start need to look at the duties around building an artist to also connect in that you can get paid from the video guy. Most of the people who's doing these videos today, we don't know who they are. But
come on now.
But the day that that video take off and start to really take off, then that person begins to build a name for themselves, and not to mention the finances are coming too.
To me, it's
not all about I'm the lead person here. I'm the most famous person. Some people they live and die for that. But
yeah,
I can tell you like
this,
it ain't going to happen to everybody. That's a small percentage of the pie. But this industry is built upon a whole bunch of people networking to build an engine.
Well, it's interesting you say that. You know, a lot of times, I know a guy. He's a very, 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 very good engineer. Matter of fact, I taught him. I showed him, but he's also a good writer. And he can rap a little bit, but he's not good on stage. He just, you know, he doesn't, for one, his dress is not, you know, and this is nothing against him. It's just that, you know, some people have a knack for putting on the right clothes and having it work for him. He doesn't have the right dress, you know. His hair is, you know, it's just, he doesn't have that image to go on stage. Not that he can't be the best. But he's a great, great engineer. And I told him, I said, don't you realize that most artists are not engineers? I said, you look at it. You could, if you stop focusing on trying to be the one on stage and focus on the one being the engineer, your network of artists will grow tremendously because everybody will come to you because they need somebody to engineer their session. So now you're not only tapping into engineering and mixing your songs, but you're engineering and mixing a bunch of people's songs. But instead of listening, he constantly goes after being on the stage. So constantly, there's time that he's losing. He doesn't realize it, but it's time that he's losing because, you know, and it's all about trust. It's all about trusting your networks, trusting those people around you to see the things that you cannot see. You see what I'm saying? I'm always looking. I'm always looking for people who can act. Just like, you know, with you. You called me early. We haven't talked in a few weeks, Al. But you called me and said, hey, I'm working on something, and I want to talk to you about it. I'm not closing the door on anything. I'm looking at saying, okay, well, that means he has something he's working on, and I can plug my network in, and ultimately it can grow both situations. But that's where it starts. It's trusting your network and trusting the people that you have around you and knowing that the things that they're saying to you are there to help you and not to hinder you. But a lot of times, you know, when you think you got it all and you become an island and you think you got it all together and you don't want to hear what anybody else says, it actually slows you down because now your network is saying, he don't want to listen, you know. So we pull back. Now we find somebody who's going to listen. You know, now back to the same situation. I have another artist who totally listened. I put out a record on him, and I'll get you that record real soon, Al. This young man is 15 years old. His name is E-Class. He listens to everything I tell him. He has the look. He has the dress. He has everything. He writes. He's a very positive young man. And now you got one artist that now is becoming jealous of somebody else. And I say, you know what? If you push somebody else to the success, no matter what happens, if you push them to their level of success, and if their cup fills up, you better be standing next to them because when their cup overflows and you're in place, you'll get some of that what he has. But if you totally go off on your island and you're not in place, you're going to miss everything. So I think that's another area where a lot of people, they want the success and they want the fame for themselves without realizing that, hey, you know, it might not be your time, it might not be your season, but if you help somebody else get to where they are trying to go, in turn, everything will come back to you.
It's funny you say that. Now, I got to ask you, what celebrity today that you can point out, and even you, Rodal, that is an island, done it all by themselves?
I don't know any.
I don't either.
What
I
business,
really don't.
What business have done it all by themselves? It took nobody else but them. They didn't need the customers.
You know,
I
don't know.
They didn't need the people. I mean, in reality, you can't do it. No man's an island. It's funny,
no
Charlie,
man.
To say that, but no man's an island.
But, see, there's a logical business build-up. And, see, okay, now suppose this. Suppose I'm a building contractor, okay? Uh-huh. I've got the credentials and the business that I'm a building contractor. But I don't tell the people when I give them the bid that I have subcontractors to do different things that they want them to do. See, the music industry doesn't define the different levels within it that you need to be successful. You know, it's I can go in this direction with this subcontractor. I can go in this direction with this subcontractor. See, with artists, you make it sound like they're all of that. Well, you know, it's a job, it's a business that they're going into for themselves. But they have to look at it on the levels of expertise that they bring, and they have to find the subcontractors to make that business successful. See, there's no definition. Once you say, oh, I'm an artist, okay, good. What does that mean? You play? What do you do? You know, it's just a business title. And no platform does it stand on to say we're going to be successful. You know, it's funny because, you know, it sounds like an island unto itself, you know, but it's not.
I think the music industry is a little different laid out than maybe a construction company. However, it's relevant. What you just said, you actually created a relevant stance of how they need a subcontractor to help build this business. Now, the thing it is, it's unpredictable. If the music is not hot, it's going nowhere. I can tell you that, just simple as that. Whereas,
but isn't that the architect that the building contractor would have?
Put it this way, don't get me wrong. You could put a box together. You could put a box together. I'm talking about a house, or you can put a building together. I'm talking about in the frame of a box, and then lay it out on the inside, and have the right product. People gonna come in the door and buy it.
Okay, you simplified it, but you know
But it's people going to come in the door and buy if it's marketed right, if it's presented right.
Okay, but it's
the same thing that we need to attract people to bring people into our building. But I'm just going to say this. Let's go back to the subject here. It's still, you can't do it by yourself. You still need an advertising company to pitch in, or some medium where you need to promote that to get the word out.
I agree.
Am I right? You need advertising, banners, you need flyers, you need, and then you can't do it all yourself. You can't put them out by yourself. I don't care how much you try. You can't get that word out by yourself.
Okay,
you're not the magazine
company.
When
do you do that?
You're not the radio
station. Do you do that after the product, or do you do that?
Once you got a product in hand, that's now it's time to market it. I don't care if it's Charlie V, can you follow me here?
I'm listening.
Once you got a product in hand, like you do the Baby Isaac crew, If you just was to put the Baby Isaac crew together and say, you know what, this is a nice costume. Man, this thing hot. Everybody going to like it. But if Baby Isaac is not active out there in the streets, active in pulling the community together, making sure that you, as the manager, is contacting the schools and contacting the event coordinators and stuff like that so you can bring Baby Isaac to life, and nothing's going to happen. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
That's absolutely right. When we get back, guys, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Having some issues with the board, by the way, just to let you guys know. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the momentum we're capable of creating together when networking. Guys, we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the music industry inside circle of the business. The reason why we have these topics, because we want to give you a different angle in which you might be approaching this business. Together, everyone achieve more, and together we like to join forces with you. Go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your music. If you have any issues, call us, 954-461-3398. Thank you.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Calling all genres of music, Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes, Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
This is Raw Dog, and we'd like to give a shout-out to the Duke family for the passing of George Duke, one of the icons in the music industry. We lost him yesterday, one of the greatest musicians of all time. So we're going to give a moment in silence for George Duke. Thank you. And thank you for that. Now we're back. I'm going to bring in Charlie V.
Hey.
Charlie, are you there? Guess
I'm
what?
Here.
Poetic. And falling into the... Oh, he's back. Okay. He was talking about he was having difficulties, but, you know, hey, it's like that. Are you there, Poetic?
Yes, I am. Thank you for controlling the board there, Ron. Right now, my computer decided that it just want to crash on me. So. Anyway,
we gave
guys,
a moment of silence for George Duke.
But yeah, we can just give it a few moments of silence.
Poetic, sir.
All right, guys. We just went to a few moments of silence for one of our fellow musicians, That's Brother George Duke. He was 67. He died yesterday. But you brought that up. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, you know, hey, George Duke has been an icon in the music industry. He's played jazz. He played with a lot of the greats. Well, actually, almost all of the greats. And he's one of the biggest sampled musicians for the young hip-hop artists, you know. The shame is that, hey, a lot more didn't know about him and hadn't learned about him, but I'm sure, you know, like Michael Jackson, people will be curious enough that they will go in here because he's definitely one of the greatest. He's going to be missed, and hopefully the next generation has someone that will study his style and carry it to a bigger height, you know. Other than that, hey, back to your subject, Poetic. I keep getting a crash on the board now myself. Are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, I am. As everybody know, there's power in numbers. Charlie V, I want to know about this, the Baby Isaac crew. I see you guys collectively as a movement. When you guys really are pulling together, not only do these guys pull together, y'all create an energy that's outstanding when you're in front of these kids today. What does it take to get the word out and let people know that Baby Isaac is an active group?
Well, you know,
is that secret ingredient?
Well, constantly staying out of here, man, staying out in the public eye. Staying out in the public eye and constantly networking, man. I mean, you know, one show leads to the next. One person tells another one, you know, and I mean, it's just all, and then staying fresh with our concept. You know, one thing that I realized with the Baby Isaac crew is that when I created the Baby Isaac crew and I created the music, I wanted to make sure that what I created was going to be timeless. So if I had to say the same thing 5 to 10 years down the road, would I be able to say it? You know, would I be able to say it? You know, and I think that's what happens with what has happened with us. Is that we've created timeless concepts with the Baby Isaac crew. Now, you know, I am definitely, you know, I'm definitely trying to turn a corner now. You know, I'm very, very popular with the Baby Isaac crew here in Houston. I tell everybody like this, you know, you have to have a launcher pad. You can't expect to put something out and be nationwide all in one day, especially when you are, you know, a small entrepreneur, organization, but you have to have the mindset and create a brand, something that has the potential to take over the world, you know, and I think that that's what I've done with the Baby Isaac crew. I'm still praying and believing God for my network connections to actually take this thing to the, you know, to the entire United States as well as around the world, you know, but I know that that takes a network, the principle of what I've done here in Houston, I believe that stays the same. Now, I do believe that because it's a costume character situation, I do know that we don't have to be in one place at the same time. We can be in many places. But now, to get to that level, you know what I mean, now it just takes another paradigm shift, you know, to move it like that. So, pretty much, you know, that's what I with the Baby Isaac crew. I think just constantly, I'm constantly working, you know. And I had a situation today. Some guy, you know, a friend of mine, comes to my house and he says, "Hey, would you be interested in a certain job?" And I said, and I looked at him. I said, "No, I couldn't do it. I can't do it." And then my wife comes outside and I said, "Ask my wife the same thing because you know I want to make sure that I'm not missing out on nothing." So my wife comes out, and he asked my wife, and I said, "Ask her." My wife said, she laughed, and she said, "Are you serious?" And my wife said, "No, he can't do that." He said, because it would mess up. It would be like taking it would like to be taking steps backwards because, you know, people don't realize that if I have a show tomorrow, if I have to put on a production tomorrow, I have to be in the studio tonight to make sure that production is tight and right, you know what I mean? Whether I have a budget to produce or not, I believe in my brand. So tomorrow when I do the show, I know that if I go and do something else, it would put me in a situation where, for one, I'd be tired. For two, my render wouldn't make it right. For three, my mix wouldn't be right. So, you know, it's all about sacrifice, man. You know what I mean? Well, no matter what you do, no matter what it is you have, it's all about sacrifice. How much do you believe in it? If you believe in it, should nobody be able to stop you to take it to the next level. Now, that's where I'm at with Baby Isaac. You know, I believe it with my whole heart. I nobody can stop me. Nobody can, you know, nobody can tell me that it won't work. No, because for one, I see the smiles on the kids' faces locally. So, I mean, kids are kids everywhere. So if I'm doing it like this local, I know what's going to happen once I'm able to have the ability to take it to that next level.
Now, I have to ask you this, Charlie V. You know, as we know, power moves in numbers, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Now, flyers, do you guys still use the grassroots marketing of flyers and posters?
I use everything. I believe, yes, especially posters. I give away a bunch of posters. I'm always printing. Now, look here. Now, watch this. I was a graphic designer and a printer before Baby Isaac.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm still a graphic designer and a printer with Baby Isaac.
Okay.
So now, posters, people, I tell people like this, posters are real estate. That's the real estate business to me. Because if I can get a poster on the wall of a kid, now, you know, people don't realize, you know, people do realize it, but posters lead to your internet success. Flyers need to lead to your internet success if you use the tools that can go with them. If you use the web, www, tell people where they can find you online. You use a QR code, which if you look around, everybody has a cell phone. So, you know, you use all these elements. So I use all of them. A poster, like I said, is real estate because if I can get on their wall at 5, if their parents if they don't move, that poster is going to be up on the wall until they're 10, 11, 12, and until they, you know, become a teenager and move to the next phase. So, yes, the answer is yes to posters and flyers all the time.
I've seen it almost like a dying art, but it's a part of what have made this industry what it is. I used to see so many wild postings out there where you see them on Telegram polls, you see it in laundromats, you see it in malls, you just see it everywhere. When a concert or something is existing, it seems like it's been died out to me since social media have taken a new form, a new art. But to me, that grassroots marketing, like I said, power in numbers. How many people can see a posting, a post? Sometimes those posters stay there a lot longer than what they're supposed to. The concert be over. The event be over. But if it has, just like you said, the QR code, and it had the website, it's still doing its job.
Well, you know what? I think sometimes that the technology is good, but I think sometimes technology is created for those who create the technology, you know, almost as a way to hinder and versus help, because a lot of times, you know, like just imagine back in the day, my wife and I still do it. We make sure that we take pictures off our hard drive and take them to Walmart and print our pictures out. But now, now these kids are running around with a cell phone. They don't print pictures out. But what happens 10 years down the road, 5 years, not even a year down the road, when you change cell phones or your cell phone drops and breaks and all the pictures that you put in your cell phone are not there anymore. So,
exactly.
You know, you have.
Now they got a cloud, though. They set those pictures on a cloud.
But you know,
as well as the cloud.
But you know what?
Trust the class.
Now, you guys, I got to say this. You know, I thought when I started hearing Poetic talking about the posters and what have you and how important they are, and I started saying to myself, I don't know if I'd buy into that. And then I opened my eyes and looked around the music room, and I've got all kinds of posters of different artists that, you know, I was a collector of albums. See, so back then they had inserts. I even have the Black Moses that stands, 5 feet tall, of Isaac Hayes that came with the original album. They're actually part of the decorations of your life. Of your desires and what you like and where you've been and possibly who you've met, because I've got a Danny Glover that he signed on the wall, you know, one of his posters, and this is from I'd say 10 years ago. So you know when it is the greatest something that young folks collect. You know, if they talk to each other, and if you were to go into a young person's room, you'll see posters on the wall. The NFL does it, you know, when the season is starting, and you know how you can buy the big, giant NFL posters to put up on the wall. So it's
right.
A great marketing tool, you know, and if they don't open their minds, they'll realize when they go to visit another individual and they go in their room, they're going to see a poster. It may not be of someone they like, but it's a poster that's going to advertise whomever that poster's about. So, yeah, I agree that, you know, that grassroots marketing, it is a great way to get discovered. And it's also something that, you know, you don't realize will last for a great length of time, you know, rather than the cell phone that breaks. You know, it could become a collectible,
uh-huh.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people actually frame posters of the past. I've seen that, you know.
Mm.
So the Rolling Stone used to put the pictures of the artists on the front page. And I've got one when they did Richard Pryor. So, you know, it's like these things are the journey that people take. And they want memorabilia, you know, and it's so hard to find. And if you're an artist, at least let them remember you. Or, you know, 20 years you go back, you say, it's embarrassing, but do you remember when we played there? You know, I've seen some of the group that I was in, and you go, yeah, that was really back in the day. And they still got it on the wall. Of their music room or their family room.
Can I tell you why I'm telling you guys this? Because, don't get me wrong, if you're putting out flyers and you're putting out posters, right? Imagine how impactful it would be if you had a radio station on there that says, I'm your home, and put it on there, and we running your ad on this program.
I'm going to print you up tonight. I'm going to print it up tonight. I'm sending it to print tonight.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. I'm trying to drive it home. I'm trying to tell you what networking is, how we bring things together, what we're capable of creating together when we network.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
You know,
it sure
but
is
it's not
real.
One.
It sure is real.
You know, it sounds old school. But it's real because of the fact that, you know, I've been in a few young folks' bedrooms, and I've seen posters. And, you know, it's funny. Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. You know, Charlie V, you might be familiar with Charlie V because if you look at Charlie V, I want to show you something. When I hooked up with this brother, this brother did a design for me, and I've been posting it on my Facebook for how long has it been, Charlie V? Probably now going on a year, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I see it every day, yeah.
But that's how the Baby Isaac crew is even getting familiar with this program. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
If you're capable of, you're a graphic artist, I'm a radio station. Why can't we work together and make things happen?
Man, you know what? Yeah, that, you know, and just like, I guess that's the reason for our conversation today is networking. You know, it just makes sense. It does make sense.
It just makes sense. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean,
yeah.
Why charge somebody? Don't get me wrong. If that person is just as much capable of making something happen with you, why can't you just work together to make those numbers grow bigger and larger and stronger? Now,
well,
there's some things that, hey,
we'll
you got to do. But that's what that's that, – and don't get me wrong, guys. We are an engine. And if we look at it that way, and we can really build momentum as a locomotive and move a product after product, if we pull together.
You sure enough right.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Exactly.
What's your thoughts, Charlie?
I think you're right, man. I don't even have any more words to say because, I mean, you said it all in a nutshell because, I mean, it just makes sense. It does make sense. It does make sense.
Guys,
I mean, so we...
if you're listening in by cell phone or you're listening in through our website, or any other way you want to be a part of this conversation, just call in at 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 if you know that you would like to speak. That way we won't just call on you at random. And if you got some thoughts that you'd like to express, please press the number 1 to do so. You're now listening to Hip Hop National Radio, the momentum we're capable of creating together with networks. Charlie V, just to let you guys know, give you the little background that I know of him. He was they were a pretty famous group with a group called Ideal. Am I correct, Charlie V?
You sure enough right. That's it.
Ideal was rocking the airwaves at a time. But I got to ask you this. Do you remember the things that you guys did prior to you getting the deal?
Man, I remember everything we did prior to getting to the deal because, you know, because of my skill set was one of the major things that got us to that particular place. So, you know, I mean, I was all in, you know. And
it was all in. Can you tell us some of the things that took place that had to take place to create your presence in the industry, the impact? Can you give us a synopsis of what it takes?
Well, you know, I tell you, a lot of my life has been second nature. I come from my father was the first black marketing director for the Houston Astros. Now, growing up, I used to watch my father at the Kinko's, at the Office Depot's, and he's always printing something. He's always doing, back in that day, he's cutting and pasting, you know, with his little knife and everything, you know, making copies. So, you know, mine was second nature. So when I became a member of Ideal, I said, you know, promotion is the key, you know, and I remember somebody said, it's always 3 P's, promote, and don't get it out of order. So what I, you know, at that time,
you know,
like
that was good.
Promote,
that was
promote,
real good.
Promote. Don't get it out of order.
Yeah. Promote, and don't get it out of order. So, you know, I
thank you, Charlie. I remember that one.
You know, I constantly make copies. I mean, I constantly hooked up with photographers. Photographers that I knew that actually could make us, take good pictures of us. And I also worked at a clothing store here in Houston at the Galleria Mall. And I convinced my manager, Carl Bond, to let me borrow clothes. And if I didn't mess them up, I could bring them back with the tag still on. So he agreed to sponsor me in that way, you know. He was the manager, and he had managed a few of the stores. And so one thing I knew that, okay, you know how I evaluated it was, I remember when we were performing at Prairie View one day, and I remember, okay, we all had these little flower Hawaiian shirts on in our closets. See, let's wear our best Hawaiian flower shirt. I think that was a popular style at the time. But I realized that, you know, we all had different flower shirts. I said, you know, if we're really going to be like Boys to Men and, you know, New Edition, we was going to have to come out and be the same. You know, our style had to be similar. So I convinced, you know, Carl to let me, sponsor us with clothes. And next thing you know, our image, you know, took a turn. So, you know, from there, from there, you know, and then constantly making copies of the pictures and assigning autographs and doing talent shows. And, you know, not only did we do talent shows, we won the talent shows. You know, we flew to Atlanta and did Morris Brown College, and we did everything we could to push our name out there, you know. And at the end of the day, that we got the deal. We got, you know, the deal with Virgin, and, you know, next thing you know, I mean, and even when I got the deal with Virgin, I remember walking into the record store for the first time, seeing that cassette tape on the shelf. And I was still blown away. I was like, how did it get like that? You know, how did it get wrapped all the way around? How did they get that? You know, so that right there sparked my interest in figuring out how to get into printing. Not just making copies, but printing, getting it die cut. See, a lot of times people don't understand these die cut. And, you know, how does it get die cut? How does a case, how does a DVD case get wrapped front and back and where you can see through it? You know, how does at that time, it was cassette tape. Cassette tape had to be die cut, so it had to actually have a cut in it so you can actually see the tape and, you know, this, that, and the other. It had to be, you know, you open up a cereal box, it's cut a certain type of way. You know what I mean? So you have to understand how to design and print on a certain type of, in a certain type. It's like a fabric when you're cutting out a material for a clothes. You know, it has to be cut a certain type of way. So I figured out all these things over the years, and that's why I'm able to do what I'm able to do with Baby Isaac without having to ask a lot of people what to do. It's because you educate yourself. You constantly educate yourself, and then you become good for other people. You know, somebody else, I make money way beyond the Baby Isaac crew. You know, people have seen my videos with the Baby Isaac crew and say, "Now, wow, I need a video." So guess what? I shoot video. Oh, I need somebody to edit. Okay, send me the footage. I'll edit it. I mean, shoot, I got four boys to feed. I mean, you know, when people don't understand, responsibility push you all into a lot of areas. But, you know, what it does is education is the best thing ever. You know, whether you get self-taught or whether you follow, whether you go to school, however you get educated.
Exactly. You know, listening to him, you know, it brought that song, "I'm a Hustler, Baby."
Already. Already.
You definitely wear many, many hats. And that's good for the young people to hear. Because
they got to understand that. Yeah. You got to understand that. You got to be multidimensional in today's society to make things happen. And then, don't get me wrong. Don't be an island. Don't try to do it all by yourself. Pull other people in. See what they're capable of doing. If their skill sets can assist you in any kind of way, more hands in the pot to help get the job done faster. And it can don't get me wrong, it can create a good production team for you as you keep on moving and growing. Don't get me wrong. Hip Hop National is not born on the back of Poetic. It's born on the back of Poetic. It does not grow up. Its child takes many hands in it. You got Charlie V on the phone with me right now. You got Raw Dog always in the background. You got Myra Mo, always in the background putting out magazines together, making things happen. You got Admiral Flavor pulling things together, and Dr. AT all working hard in the paint right now. So believe me, this system does not travel along with me. And I tell you, you got Dante, Lady Boss, these people are out there. You don't hear their name often, but I tell you,
they appreciate it because they are doing something out there to bring other people around to make this ship continue to float.
Hmm.
So that's how it goes. It's teamwork. Teamwork, networking, and pulling things together is power in that. It's power in pulling together.
Y'all and you got to say one thing, too. It's a full-time effort to succeed.
Full-time effort.
And the only way that, it, just like Charlie V said, you have to be intelligent. You have to want to educate yourself. You also have to be a true individual. You know, being humble and admitting what you don't know and telling what you want to learn, to ask to be taught, to learn. You know, it's about character. It's about, you know, the young people talk about the true ballers are those that are willing to learn and to be humble and to then have character enough that they can go forward, not get in the middle of their stride and find themselves in the back of a police car. You see, you know, it's funny because the true ballers are those that are willing to work and to and to learn. And, see, you know, I think that's where the music industry kind of got, you know, sidetracked. You know, the flyers and what have you. Be willing to work and put those out. Be willing to work to promote, you know. And that networking, you know, meet, greet, understand, communicate. You know, P.T. Barnum said it. If you talk to enough people, someone's going to give you the right answer. And you're going to meet that right person. So success is networking and working to be successful. It's a job. It's a business. So, you know, hey, the three P's, I stuck with
promote,
me.
Promote, right, Charlie?
And don't get it out of order.
and don't get it out of order. All right, guys, we talk about the momentum and we're capable of creating together when networking. Charlie V, when we come back, let's talk about some momentum that we that you can see and envision that we can probably do together as collectively as a community using Hip Hop National and the Baby Isaac Crew. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys. We're talking about the momentum we're capable of in creating, capable of creating when networking. And tonight, we do have Charlie V. Charlie V, I'm going to come to your line, open your line up. Bam. You now have the floor. Where can you see? Because Charlie V right now, just letting you know, man, we've hit almost a million people that tuned into the program since we started. And I know you guys are out there in the school system creating energy among the youth. I see a coalition between us, bro, and I see how we can help each other. You know?
Right.
I like to put y'all on the program, and I like y'all to put out the flyers with our system on it.
For sure, for sure.
What do you think? Well, what do you think, sir?
I think that's definitely an awesome concept. You know, especially being that, you know, you're hitting a lot of people all across the nation. I'm definitely wanting to make sure that my brand goes across the nation in every type of way possible. So I mean, I'm so down with that, man. You know, it's crazy. I wish I'd have talked to you earlier on in the summer, just because summertime has been an interesting summer this year for me. But I think that it will work, man. I think that together, like you said earlier in the broadcast, that we achieve more when we do work together as a team. So I'm all the way in. Like I said, I'll send you over the artwork. I'm going to put out in the next week. I have a big event next week here in Houston. I think that it needs to go out with a good flyer and your information on it. I think that it'll work.
Oh, yeah. I tell you how it works. You put us on the flyer. We put you on the radio. And it's going to have other people being able to upload their music, which bring more numbers to all of us. You know
what?
So it serves as an audio flyer.
That sounds like a win in the minute, man.
All right. We're gonna bring 954-934. I believe that's Gio. Gio, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
I know you've been listening off in the cut, brother.
Hey, man, I'm just enjoying the show. I mean, you can't blame me for hiding and listening. It's just some good stuff. It's just some good stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like when the conversation get good, you don't want to put your 2 cents in until it's like, okay, I got enough, and then want to say something. But until then, it's kind of like you have to soak it in and take it in.
All right, so from what you picked in up tonight, the momentum we're capable of creating together, when networkers, what would be your thoughts from what you gained in conversation?
My thought on that is networking is actually super important. And one thing I've learned in networking is that you have to keep up with people. You have to, you don't have to talk to them all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if you can just keep up with them, keep up not only with the business aspect, but keep up with their life. Pray for them. You know, if you can help assist them in a way where it's just spending time with them, that's still networking. From the standpoint of just working together. Like, for example, myself and Poetic. I met Poetic through someone else that we both was marketing with. And we developed a relationship just solely based on just talking and having conversations and just bouncing ideas off of each other. And one thing I also understood to realize is that when you have someone's back and they are good at graphics and design and printing, and then you have someone else and that person has your back when you're doing the marketing and the promotions, you create an infinite strength. And by you doing that, the more people who have your back as their backs is turned to your back, you're all in a situation and a position where there's nothing that could stop you. And if you spend the advertising dollars, if you put aside a dollar a day or $2 or whatever it takes for you to market your product and not look at it as a way where, oh, I'm losing money, or I don't think that's necessary, or it's too expensive, you've got to understand everybody has to give up something to get something else. Even the artist, even, I mean, if you're really hungry, it doesn't matter, because the end result is always going to be greater than the first dollar you put in. And so if you have a mindset to say, I want to do this, I want to be an artist, you begin to buy, you're already starting to invest by buying paper and pen. And you take that to the next level and you get CDs. You get your music, you get studio time, you get, now you're going to the point where you need to get in a magazine. Now it's really time to see if this is truly what you want, because it only takes one person for you to get to the next level. You don't have to stay where you are, but it's very important that the momentum that you build, you have to keep riding on it. If you don't and it starts dying out, you have to go back and reach back into where your first love was as far as you wanting to do what you wanted to do. Reach back into that, dig deep, and hold on to it, and then go back into your present and press towards your future in marketing your product, your service. It's very important and very vital that whatever songs you have, whatever your product is, think of it this way. Your product could save somebody's life. Your product can help a young man get off the street. Your product can help a young brother not do drugs, can help a young sister stay encouraged to go to school even though she has problems in her background. So just being in a magazine, just being on the radio, just having that presence globally, internationally, on a social network, it creates something for someone even if you never hear about them or ever heard of them. I mean, tonight, even just hearing what's going on tonight, I know many people are going on to the website for the Baby Isaac project that's going on. I'm pretty sure people are looking at it, they're loving it, and they're already telling their churches, they're already telling their friends and preschools and kindergartens and whatnot. That's what I'm talking about. And all it takes is just one person, and that one person brings another person. It doesn't take a million people, it just takes one. Because that one person can be in the perfect position to put you where you need to be. But in order for you to do that, you have to first, like, make sacrifices. Like Charlie V said, you have to make sacrifices and be prepared to give up what you like and what you love the most to get what you really, really need to have and where you need to be in your marketing, in your advertising, in your bookings. And don't be afraid to spend the money. Think of it as an investment. A lot of times we don't have a lot of money. And I know there's a lot of artists out there who say, oh, you know, I don't have a lot of money and I'm not really working, or I am working and I got to do this. No. Speak into your life. If you want more, speak it. I'm telling you, it will come to you. It will come. The instant you change your mindset and your perception on where you're going and what you desire to do, your momentum will shift, your thought process will change, and you will be surprised the kind of people that will be magnetically drawn to you. And I'll give you an example of that. I've actually decided to say, okay, you know what, I want to start my own business. I want to do something constructive and something different and just go in a new direction. And just having a fresh mindset, I went to go meet someone for an artist that I was promoting. And as I was sitting with this gentleman, right literally across from me, I had the chance and opportunity to talk to two gentlemen. When the artist producer that I was talking to came in, he knew who the guy was. I didn't.
Okay.
I found that. Huh? Oh. Well, he knew who the guy was.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Gio. That was by accident. I accidentally opened up my mic, but I was talking in the background. Go ahead, sir. You finished. You're really dropping a bomb on us, man. I really appreciate that. We got like about 15 minutes, though. Okay?
I'm almost done.
And I got to. All right, go ahead.
So when I talked to this guy, I found out he was the owner of a baseball team. So just being in the right place at the right time, having a mindset, having a momentum of what you want to do and where you want to go and deciding to do that, you don't ever know who you'll meet and who your contacts will be. Thank you for it. Poetic?
Yes, sir. I'm having a little boy issues there. I do apologize. Anyway, Charlie V, what's your thoughts, sir? You now have the floor.
What'd you say? What was the question?
I said, what was your thoughts based on what you heard from Gio?
I think Gio's right on, man. I think, you know, picking up off what we've been talking about, I think he's exactly. The biggest thing, like I said, I think we both said, is sacrifice, you know. Everything takes a sacrifice. If you really, really want to make it in anything or do anything great, you have to take the sacrifice, no matter what it takes to do it. If you want other people to believe, excuse me, man. If you want other people to believe in what you're doing the way you believe in it, you got to sacrifice the time and the effort and the energy to make sure that you are doing those things that, you know, to make people believe. People aren't going to believe you if, you know, oh, I'm doing this one day and tomorrow you're doing something else, or, you know, one thing I used to say, I used to watch kids in school when I went back to college as an older student, and I used to watch how people bring their projects in. They bring them in, you know, all crumpled up, you know, versus bring them in like you really wanted people to believe that you knew what you were doing. So I think what he said is awesome, man, you know, and biggest thing is sacrifice, man. Biggest thing. Time, energy.
And people don't realize that. Consistency. People, if you, like you were saying just now, Charlie V, you want people to believe in you, then you have to believe in it and then work actively at it. And then others will jump on to join you because of the fact that they believe in you, because they see that you believe in the project or you believe in what you're doing. So,
well, you know,
I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, I say this, and I don't want to take too much of your time, but I look with the Baby Isaac Project. I'm 4 years old now, you know, and my benchmark is Sesame Street and Nickelodeon. Sesame Street and Nickelodeon, 40, 50 years old, okay? Maybe less, maybe more, who knows? But the thing about it is that, you know, if I'm not willing to give it that type of mindset, to take it that type of distance, I might as well close shop right now, you know, because my little 4 years of doing Baby Isaac has no comparison to, you know, what these, I mean, shoot. So I put on my glasses to make sure that I'm learning and figuring out how, because for one, I don't have a point of reference. I can't call them to make, you know, to ask them, how do you do this and how do you do that? They're not going to really tell me, you know, but the thing about it is that I make sure that my eyesight is on 20, 30 years down the road and the sacrifice that I have to take. So, you know, I'm not the most successful person in the world, but I definitely am the most successful person I know, because I'm the only one I look in the mirror at every day. So,
I like that.
You know, so.
Charlie, I got to ask you, what's the mission of operation of Baby Isaac Crew? What is that exactly do they do?
Well, the mission is wrapped up in the name of the company, Uplift Comics. You know, Uplift Comics is the mission of Uplift is to uplift the community and change the world. You won't hear Baby Isaac putting out music just because Baby Isaac.
But what type of music do Baby Isaac do?
Baby Isaac really can do anything. You know, he the guy behind the Baby Isaac, the Baby Isaac, the artist behind Baby Isaac is a beast. He can sing country, he can sing R&B, mm-hmm. he can rap. But I mean, you know, but whatever the necessary need is. Baby Isaac can also speak Spanish.
But the question is, are they a hip hop crew?
Yeah, definitely. That's where we started because you know we the Baby Isaac Crew is the first ever hip hop mascot band and the hottest mascot group in the world.
Okay.
Because you know,
y'all heard what he just said in the world.
Yeah.
That means
in the
world, believability is there. Very important.
And when I do a 360 degree turn, I don't see any other hip hop mascot band. So that means we are mm-hmm. only hip hop mascot band in the world. Not only are we the best, but we the only one. So we looking for and Uplift Comics is on a mission. Now we have a new group coming out, y'all. We have the hottest female mascot singing group, FHNL, coming for the fall. That's Faith, Hope, and Charity Love. So they'll be coming out in the fall of 2013, hitting the new year 2014. So Baby Isaac will have some girl group. The Baby Isaac Crew will have a girl group
a
to come hang out with them. Yeah. So, but you know, like I said, it is what it is, man. I just, you know, my goal is just to change the world. I want to make sure that kids have something to really, really listen to, you know, something that means something. You know, when we say never give up, never give up. I mean, when times get hard, we don't stop. We're not done yet. Referee, don't stop the clock because we never give up, you know. And mm-hmm. be a buddy, not a bully. You know, it's a bullying is a big thing these days. So, Baby Isaac. Yeah, so Baby Isaac, you know, Baby Isaac says, be a buddy, not a bully. So, you know, just to make sure that we are doing our thing to inspire kids, change their lives. You know, we want parents to know that, you know, they don't have to, you don't even have, you can support your community. That's what we are. You know, Uplift Comics is started off as a small entrepreneur venture between me and my wife, and we're totally growing, but I mean, we're a community effort. That's what we are. And the community effort that we've taken our mission is to change the community via music, arts, and any other medium that we can tap into, graphics. So that's what it's all about. Baby Isaac Crew is just wrapped up in our vision, man.
Awesome. I'd like to be a part of the brand, man. So let's keep moving. Let's keep things growing, man. Okay?
Thank you, brother.
I want to also bring in Brother Quinn. Brother Quinn always on deck with us. He hardly misses a show, and when we do, we get on his back. Brother Quinn, welcome to Hip Hop National. Go ahead,
hey.
Brother. Tell me your thoughts of tonight, what you thought about tonight's show.
It's always a good show, man. You know, I'm loving every bit of it, man. Like you said, man. You know, it's about time to change the game up for the kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, the biggest thing that he really got me when he said, you know, let's be a buddy, not a bully. You know what I mean? That's true. You know, because you know. We got a lot of bullies out there these days, and we you know, and we need to change that, you know. Teach the kids to go down the right road, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't make the wrong turn, and it's all about being in the game, you know what I'm saying? It's all about being on top of the game. It's all about getting there and staying there in the industry, you know. Things going to get hard, but, you know, you can't give up, you know, because I'm the type of guy. You know, a lot of things that got hard with me, you know what I'm saying? But I never gave up. I never gave in, you know? So I feel my partner when he said that, man. I mean, I understand that, you know?
Awesome. I always love to hear from you, Quinn. Right off, I know you've been off in the cut. Bring it back.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's been a really good show. And, you know, I learned something new, you know. And I've enjoyed hearing Charlie
B. Promote. Charlie B, what is promote? And don't get it out of order, right?
There you go. There you go. So, you know what? Hopefully, the young folks heard that. Hopefully, when I said he was a hustler, that wasn't in a bad term. That was, hey, he's a man on a mission. He's working. He's bringing it home. And you can have pride as a man in doing it that way. You can stand straight up in the daylight. You don't have to hide in the shadows. You know, and that's one thing, you know, that I appreciate about people like Charlie V, you know, because we need more males to say, hey, guess what? I put in the extra hours in doing what's necessary to take care of my family, but I'm going to do it in an honorable, right way. I'm going to have to learn. I'm going to have to lead, you know, and looking out for the younger the generation, you know, baby Isaac, trying to bring something back so that the momentum will go forward with his children, you know, be a buddy rather than a bully. That's excellent. Haven't heard that in a long time and need to hear it more often. You know, so, hey, I think the show was a very successful show. Thank you, Charlie V, for calling in. Hey, I think you contribute something tonight that, you know, God had in a plan. And guess what? In that plan, his name was Charlie V.
All right. Well, I'll tell you guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National. You want to send your music in, you want to be a part of the momentum here and creating what we can create together in networking, all we ask that you do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com to upload your music. In fact, we are having a technical issue right now, so I'm going to give you the web. I'm going to give you the direct email to that. That's PR@hiphopnational.com. Send your music in. Make sure you have your name and phone number to accommodate it. Send your music in at PR@hiphopnational.com until we can fix the upload issue. Okay? So, you want to be a part of networking? Let's move together. We can build this ship together. It's free to get your music played here. It costs you nothing. But it is a requirement. Promote, promote, and promote. And don't get it out of order. I love it. Charlie V, you still there? I don't know. Charlie V, he's still
there. I'm sorry. I had to have it on mute. I'm here. I had to have it on mute. Uh-huh.
The one thing you got man, tonight, man, is the triple P. Moment.
Triple P. I like it. It's triple P.
All right.
Let's do it, man.
Be sure
thank
to
you for having me, man.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, Charlie B. We really appreciate it. Dr. AT, it's been a great night. Y'all take it away. You listen to Hip Hop National. Take care.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT. Now let's get this party cracking. First up, Big Moochie with the new hotline club dance called Baka Shuffle.
Hey, I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now for this one here, baby.
Uh-oh, it's Big Moochie, baby.
Big Moochie.
Omen's MC.
Hey,
check this out.
I got this new line dance hustle, you hear me? This going out to all my bikers all across the world. Hop out in, I kick with it, step to your right, now slide with it, turn to your left.
to your right. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, kick with it. Hop out in, now kick with it. Step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left, with it. Walk it to your right. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, kick with it. Hop out in, now kick with it. Step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left, with it. It's the king of line dance, baby.
And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany, Get Money.
Don't they know I'm the boss like Ricky Ross?
on deck, same OG, I wanna know.
Is that your dream, girl? Roscoe Fettuccini. Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo, let's go.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the Jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So slow motion around here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A.C. With my big sister and she living in the kingdom. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm my first class to be exact to the South Side. Southern hospital with me. Plus, they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers real records out of city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room the man at the sea. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically. I could sell more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give may not know about me. Like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like,
Dungeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 24/7 whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wasted on me. They know they can't, so they call me hashtag player, hashtag player.
Next on deck is Shergy, Lovely Day.
It's gonna be a lovely day.
through your hood and my joker. Damn it, poppin' like an outlaw from Rosewood. But the taste town, what you know about that? Y'all be on dick low key. You can be from the hardest hood, take off today, spend that heck of feet. Niggas is crashing, that ain't your friend, that's just a passion. Tryna bring you in attachment, to keep it with his pipe that has been. Still living passive. Sweat is where get ugly, man, just face the truth. Don't look the other way, still gonna be love today.
Wanna be in love today. Tell my baby I'll be gone, making money, tell her I'm gone, making love today, now. Never even crossed my mind, it's gonna be a lovely day. Tell my baby I'll be gone, making money, tell her I'm gone, making love today, now. Never even crossed my mind, never even crossed my mind. In the cellar, but I'm looking to get higher. Push her on the pressure with the 25 liners. Feeling so good.
And the next song is going to be by Mike Militia, Feel So Good.
It's been a long time coming, and I know my folks been waiting for 15 years for me to show them. Dr. AT, ER Crew.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Step doubles, we can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow, you know I'm ready to go with two step doubles, but I'ma take it slow. Now they flow, we on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Now they flow, yeah that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She don't rock big shoes, but procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I do.
Guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know I hear for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this: if you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. AT in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com
for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip-hop.